Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. One of the dangers in life is to place labels on somebody, because we know that if you put a label on someone, they usually rise to the occasion or fall to the occasion. For example, when I was a teenager, a label was put on me, not by one, not by two, but by a few people, that I was stubborn and obstinate. And I thought, if I'm going to get a label put on me, I'm going to earn it. And it was so thorough that when my sister asked my mother in front of me, "Who's more stubborn, Mom, me or Dawn?" Mom sighed and tried to be diplomatic and said, "Well, Linda, at least you can be reasoned with." Now, I had another label put on me when I was in my 20s and I arrived at a Moravian church. And every time I walked to the back of the church to greet the pastor, he didn't know of this label of stubbornness and obstinate. He saw a beloved child of God, so every time he saw me, he'd say, "Dear Dawn." And he did this every single week, anytime he saw me. So after a while, when somebody's putting that label on you, you've got to rise to the occasion. And so, as my mother said, you're less beastly. I became Dear Dawn. The people in the story today that Luke tells had a label put on them. They were tax collectors and sinners. But this was not a label that was unearned. They had earned this label because their sin was quantified. You remember in the 80s when the televangelists all lost their minds and several were caught in immoral acts, or they were caught in unethical acts. Somebody even went to prison. And because there was such a scandal, of course, it made the national media, and there was a town hall meeting that was televised. And in it, they lined up the televangelists, and they were asking them about their errant brethren. And these televangelists said, "Well, we're all sinners." And the commentator looked at them and said, "With all due respect, there is sin, and then there is sin." So the people in this story were really sinners. They had the label and it was quantified. One of the biggest sinners were the tax collectors. These people were the collaborators. They were collaborating with Rome. And so basically they were collecting money so that Rome could oppress the people. So imagine paying money to your oppressor so they can keep oppressing you. And so they were despised. And because they were despised, I'm sure because they had that label, they thought, "Well, nobody likes us anyway." They weren't invited to the best parties. They were shunned. So what did they do? They stole on top of that. They figured, "Hey, you know, I have to make it worth my while." And so several of them defrauded their own people. So they were hated. And you could understand the Pharisees and scribes when they go around and they see Jesus and all these sinners are gathered around him. And they said, "He welcomes them." Now, they weren't talking about a polite welcome, like he said, "Oh, you're here, well, sit down and I'll talk to you." The word welcome meant that he enfolded them and brought them close. It was the word for embrace. So he wasn't just being polite. He was bringing them to him. And boy, were they unhappy about that. And so Jesus told them a story. Now, Jesus didn't just say, you know, that's the wrong way to think about things and you ought to be kind to everybody and love your enemies and all of that. Instead of telling them, exactly what they needed to do. He told them a story, and he gave them a story from their own lives. They all knew about shepherds, and they all knew that if a shepherd lost a sheep, you went after that sheep right away, because the sheep were in danger of being killed if they wandered away from the flock. So a shepherd would leave his flock and go look for that errant sheep. And what's interesting in the shepherd in this story, he doesn't say if he finds, he says when he finds. So the idea was the shepherd kept looking until he found the sheep, and then there was a party thrown afterwards. And he said, if a woman loses a coin, she sweeps the house and she looks all over for this coin, and when she finds it, she throws a party. Now that seems kind of silly, because she probably spent more on the party than the coin was worth. But she throws a party, and he's saying, this is what God is like. God seeks out the lost, and not just the lost. We think about the lost as the people outside these doors, the people who are unchurched. But you notice that the people that Jesus was talking to, these sinners and tax collectors, they weren't Gentiles, they were Jews. They had been raised in the faith, and they had lost their way. And sometimes we can lose our ways right in the pews. And that happens when we're under duress. That happens when we have critical illnesses. That happens when life hurts us so badly and we wonder if God really cares. Or we make terrible mistakes and we think God can't possibly love us, and we're lost right here in the pews. It happens. And he said he seeks out the people who are lost. And what's so interesting is, it says that there's joy over a sinner who repents. And repentance means turn around and go and look another way and do something different. But in those stories, that sheep and that coin could not wander back. It was all the action of the shepherd and the woman to grab them, to find them. And I realized that the only way we can repent, the only way we can turn around, is because God keeps looking for us and keeps searching for us and puts people in our paths to help us. And then we can turn around. It's not our action, it's God's. And what about the people who are not lost? What about the people who are secure in their faith and know beyond a shadow of a doubt who God is and their place in the kingdom? What about us? What do we do? Well, we should put a label on somebody. But it's not the label lost or bad person or rotten or just annoying. The label is beloved child of God. And when we put that label on the people in the pews, the people outside this church, and when we look at them with the lens of the beloved child of God, then if they're lost, we can bring them in and they can be found. What kind of labels has people put on you? And you say, I can't shake it. God is looking for you. What kind of labels have we put on somebody else? Let's take that label off and put on beloved child of God. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that you don't see us in our mistakes, that you don't see us in all the things we've done wrong, but you see a beloved child that needs to return. And so I ask that if someone has lost their way here, that they will be found in you. And I ask that you would help us to gather your children together in your grace, in your peace, in your love. For I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.